Hey sis, and welcome to Release Her with me, your blunt truth sister. My name is Leasha Small, and for those of you who are new, welcome. For those of you who are returning, welcome back. Now, let's get into it.
Hey tribe, good morning. Happy Friday. How many of you have set out towards a goal and it's going great, but somewhere along the lines, you get discouraged because bad shit just keeps on popping up and it keeps on happening? I know I'm not the only one that has faced curveballs that have totally knocked me off my game. Well, today's episode is all about focusing on the goal while going through the shits. Let's release. So today's episode is called Going Through the Shits While Focusing on the Shit. It has been said that God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. But damn, you know, sometimes doesn't it feel like enough is enough already? Like, how much more can one take? And it seems like everything piles up all at once. You know, you have that motivation, you're super excited, you're doing stuff, and then it's like one bad thing after the next keeps happening. And it's like you'll always be tested, it feels, right? They say every level breeds a new devil. And sometimes it's like, I don't even have enough strength for myself to push through right now. So it feels, why give me more? Like, I get that I'm tough, but I don't want to be tough anymore. So I was listening to a clip from a podcast episode where DeMar DeRozan was chopping it up with Hustle Sense. And I want you to take a listen to the message that truly hit for me.
Okay to go through something or have a bad stretch of something or be in a stuck place, because that's not going to last forever. A bad week ain't going to last. A bad month ain't going to last. It's just as long as you're working on yourself and you're trying to better yourself in those moments, it's okay to not be okay, to be okay. It's okay to.
So this clip to me just really summed up the feeling after going through all this shit, and you just feel like, you know, you're thrown off. You've been throwing the curveballs and you just can't seem to get back up. It's like that reminder that you need. It's okay to go through these things, and it's okay to get back up, and it's okay to fail, and it's okay to try again, and it's okay to get better, and it's okay to, you know, when you go through these things, reevaluate, take time. Be in those silent moments. How many times have you gone through some things and people are like, oh my gosh, you're so quiet? Well, yeah, sometimes you gotta be quiet. You gotta be still. You gotta think about what it is that's happening so that you can regain yourself. And sometimes it's all about, you know, being silent so you can hear yourself think, so you can get clear. Now, sometimes when we go through the rough patches, it is hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it often leaves us and our vision so clouded. And I find sometimes we want to give up, but we truly got to focus on the shit while going through the shit. And by that, it just means like really diving into your purpose and figuring out, what is it that I'm doing? Why did I even start this journey? What is it that I wanted from it initially? Because at the end of the day, you're never gonna not be tested. You're never gonna, you know, have such a clean, easy ride. There's always going to be something. And I mean, for some, yeah, it happens and it goes very, very smooth, but you always have to prepare for that, because at the end of the day, your mind has to be like very strong as you're going through these things. Because if something does pop up that tests you, you want to be prepared for the battle that you're going to face. And you want to be well equipped. And I know for me, I've gone through some things that I've been like, damn, I don't think I can take this. I don't think I can do this. But then I remember I'm a woman of God. I believe in the Lord. And I am very strong in my faith. And I always remember that He does give His toughest battles to His strongest soldiers. And as much as I don't always want to be a soldier, it's good to remember that I can be, though. I can be that strong soldier. I can soldier through and muster the courage to get back up and try again and go forth in what it is that I've set out to do. And I know it's not easy, number one. Two, it's like you got so many things going on and you just want to get through it. But sometimes in those moments, it is redirection. It is redirection. And in that redirection, even though it feels like, damn, like, are you saying that you don't want me to do this? Sometimes in that redirection, it breeds something new, a new idea, something stronger, something more powerful. And it continues like that. Maybe it brings out other people around you that can help and assist. And sometimes it teaches you more, right? And so I was talking to a client Wednesday, and we were talking about this in itself. And it's like, there are so many things that happen. And I was saying that we just have to remember that it's not always going to be this way. And if the goal in itself was to do whatever it was for her, you have to know that we have to go through these rough patches. But it's not always going to be this rough. And you know, when you're going through it, you don't see that. You're like, damn, like, I'm being tested. This sucks. I hate it. You know, I just want to get out of it. But sometimes we're rushing just to get out of the stuck phase, the shitty phase, the shits, right? We're rushing to get out of it because it's uncomfortable. But it's time that we recognize uncomfortability as like that place of when we are uncomfortable, we're at the lowest part, only up from here. And so we spin it in a positive manner. What might that do for you? And so she thought about it and she's like, you're right. Like, you can only go up from here. You're at the bottom. You're struggling. You're upset. You're angry. You're frustrated. You're just trying to get out of this space. But sometimes these tests show you things. And the tests seem to come at the worst times. But if we look at it and spin it in a positive manner, we will see that there's something here. There's something we can learn here. There's something we can do here. There's something that is strengthening us at the end of the day. And so I think this message today, whoever's listening, whoever it's hitting, I want you to know that in this stuck phase, in this uncomfortable phase, it won't last forever. And I know sometimes it can be very, 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 very hard to see that light at the end of the tunnel and to know, am I doing the right thing? Is this truly what I want? Is this, you know, you start questioning yourself, but I want you to push forward. Don't get comfortable in this uncomfortable stage. Don't get comfortable because you got to know that something greater is coming. It's on its way. You just have to have faith. Push through the shit. focus and push through it. Focus on whatever it is that is the main goal, that vision, and keep going anyways, because things are going to get hard. Not everything is going to be easy, smooth sailing. Things are going to be hard. And I feel like so often, especially in today's society, we're so used to getting things very quickly, right? We're so used to things just happening very quickly. We press a button, we get this. We type something in, we receive the information. But to work for it, it's almost like we don't even have to do that. Remember when we were in school before and our internet was on some dial-up? You know how hard it was to be doing a research paper and have to use dial-up? Kids of today would give up. Imagine you had to go to the library to look for something and you couldn't just go on the internet and Google it one time. Not everything comes easy. You have to be able to work for what you want. So remember that the next time you're going through things, the next time things are getting hard, is that this is the stage that I got to work. I said I wanted it, so now I got to work for it. I said I wanted it, so now I got to focus on not being pushed off my path, right? And so for me, my faith runs very deep, so I pray about it. I get real vocal. I write things down. I start to see where the interruptions are coming in and what it's trying to teach me. I sit with it. I don't run from it. I don't say, okay, well, this is not for me anymore. I figure out, how can I change it? How can I fix that little part so I can learn from this part and make it better? Because clearly my goal or my vision wasn't clear enough. Clearly something is needs to be tweaked. So what is it teaching me? And I want you to use that this uncomfortable stage, sit in it quietly, focus, write it down, talk it out, get more clear. Because in that clarity stage, you get more driven and determined. When you write shit down, which I say to my clients all the time, you start to gain a sense of drive, and you're just so determined and you get so excited because now you know exactly, okay, this happened, but how can we swing it so that we can learn something here and then push forward even better, even stronger? So I hope that this message has reached whoever it needed to reach. And I hope that you take this as, you know, I got this. I can do it. I hope that's what came from this. You know, because not everything is going to be easy, but it's sure the hell going to be worth it. Have a great day, guys. Happy Friday. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode, and I hope to see you in the next one. If you haven't already done so, drop me a rating, comment, and let me know how you're enjoying the episode. And don't forget to check out the description so you can reach me on my website or through my social media at my Instagram or my Twitter. And you can get up in the membership, because who doesn't like a community full of amazing women on a great journey of self-discovery? Right? So I will see you in the next episode, and I want to thank you guys so much for joining me today.